Okay, your father was Dr. Peters. What type of person was he?
He's a family doctor, and everybody loved him, and he always, when he came around to visit people, he could smell the teapot every time. He always came when a cup of tea was just going.
Oh, good.
Sat on the end of the bed and had a cup of tea with whoever was sick. Well, not quite that, but very much.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody. He knew all everybody and the kids, and, you know, he's just, don't have them now like that.
No. He was the only doctor in the area at the time that he was
well,
for a long time.
Well, from Grandforth to almost to Hampton, and then he had the peninsula over there across the river. You know,
he took care of people there
for 60 years.
Yeah, he went across the river as a.
As I told you, but you couldn't hear.
Oh,
I drove the horse. And
you
I drove the boat,
horse.
And we had fun.
Now, did you spend a lot of time with the horses going across the river?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, it was just when he was going over to see somebody, and if I wasn't in school, you know.
What were the names? What were the names of the horses?
Daisy was a little one that used to race on the ice in the winter. She's a little patient. She could go fast. Not a little horse. And I forget, there was a great big tall one. Can't remember the name of that one.
No.
I used to ride it.
Yes.
Can't remember the name.
You were quite the rider.
No,
you?
I wasn't. We just two of my friends had horses. They were wealthy, and they had their own horses, and I just rode father's.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much traffic then. We didn't have riding lessons or anything.
No.
You know, we didn't. We didn't get dumped off. We were lucky.
It's like a trial.
We had a lot of fun, though.
Trial and error?
Hmm?
Trial and error, not to get blown.
Oh, well, hang on, if you can.
I imagine so.
Did you ever go over the horse's head when you were riding? I thought you did.
We're also talking with our daughter, Miss Bang.
That wasn't
really. Well, you took riding lessons in town. Well, it's in the marsh. You know where the marsh road was? Does that mean anything to you?
No. That's why it's so wet every time.
Well, it's just a marsh. And it was a marsh road for years.
Yes. I guess we had the first pavement from St. John to Rossay. We had the first pavement of New Brunswick.
Really? Well, I went in the last time I had my tonsils, so we went in, and there was no pavement. You just went in the horse and carriage, usually.
Yes. Now, you were quite involved with tennis and golf.
Yeah, I played.
When you were younger.
My husband was a tennis player. He was a provincial champion for years.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. Maritime champion.
Wasn't that interesting?
He was a king of tennis. If you go down and look at the tennis court, there's a picture. The king of tennis.
Really?
Yes. Anyway. Sure. You ever been down to the clubhouse down there?
Oh, not very often have I ever been inside.
Really? Let you go in. Don't worry.
Yeah. I've been in a few times.
Go in and look around. You might see some treasures. No, he played tennis he's a good tennis player. For a long time. Established at the end of the season.
Oh, is he?
My name's on the tournament cup, if you want to know something else interesting.
There you go. Tell me about the tournament cup. How many people played in it?
You played the tournament cup. How many were they usually in that?
I don't
know. It's a handicap tournament. There are, it must have been 20 couples, I suppose. Oh. I know. Oh, 20 couples, I imagine, must have been.
How long has that been going on? So many
years? Oh, years, way back.
Oh,
it's amazing. When did we play in it? 19? Oh, something like that. But in the 20s somewhere, I did. Yeah. Well, no, it's been going on for years. There were older people than that used to play it, the real antiques.
Is
people
it?
Who are over 300 years old.
What type of outfits did you play when you played tennis? Just anything? Or did you have special type of wear that they put on for their skirts?
Well, in the olden days, for our day, they used to wear long skirts right down to their ankles.
Oh, they did?
They did. My mother used to play tennis when she was young. I had a picture of her. Long skirts, and then you pick up your skirts. Well, I don't know how they ever did it.
I don't know either.
Well, we wore, did we ever wear shorts playing tennis? Did I wear shorts or did we wear skirts? I can't remember. I know they wouldn't let us wear shorts when we first played golf. The ladies were. I think we might have had a short skirt, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I ever wear shorts. I can't remember. That was way back before 1930. And somewhere in the 20s. I've forgotten.
What did you wear when you went golfing?
Well, I did wear a little short golf skirt before I stopped playing golf, but you know, they got mud in there by a bit.
Yeah.
I played for 60 years down there.
At the riverside?
Mm. Off and on.
But do you think you wore skirts at one, long skirts one time?
Not long. We didn't wear long skirts, but the big golf skirts, when you got them, you know, they're like mini skirts, and they're great to play golf in.
I see. So you could wear them,
too. Going back to it. Not quite as bad as they are now. I agree. I don't think that. I think that, I would better not say what I think they are right now.
They're too short.
Yes, too. They're
opinion.
Too short.
Too short.
You look at the back view of some of them.
Yes, you can pretty much see all, can't you? Okay. Sailing on the river. Did you ever do much of that?
Walk on the river?
Did you ever sail on the river very much?
Well, I've never sailed myself. My son sailed a lot. He's always sailed. I've been on sailboats. I mean, we used to sail on somebody else. We never had a boat.
Who used to take you sailing when you were younger?
No, way back to Walter Allison's. Oh, well, it's way back. That's never.
And what were the sailboats like then?
Oh, well, they're just like they're very much like they are now. Not the ones, the expensive ones like I have here. I mean, they were wooden. They weren't fiberglass. But the ones down here are more expensive than the house. Have you been down there to have a look?
Yes, we used to have a sailboat.
What kind did you have? Just a big
one? Tanzer 22. It was a little racing boat.
David had a little capital. And it was down at the bottom of the river by the sluice down there. It sunk, so it was all rotten.
Oh, dear.
So he and two of the fellows fished it up, and they came up and asked his father if he'd give him $15 to pay for this boat. And the boy said if he wouldn't, they'd take up a collection. So he got the $15, and they brought it up, and they put new, to the bottom. You know, it was all rotten. They fixed it all over. And they used to win all the races down here when they had races every Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
They had a sail. That was his sailing, and it was just right over like that. You'd like to sail that way?
Oh, yes, I love it when they tip it on the side.
Put your feet on it.
That's right, you have to hold on tight. Who were some of the yachts and their owners? Do you remember any of them?
Depending on how far back you go.
Well,
we always had them down here. Oh, the Termals and the Allisons and not in the olden days, and the Grants. And they, now all the younger ones have come along. Well, the McMahons, they're the younger ones down there now. I mean, they're not young, they're married with children, but they're well.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you spent much time using the river skating, did you not? You once told me you skated across
the river. We used to skate across the river, around the island.
And it was very dark ice, very clear.
Yes, black ice would just go like this when it wasn't terribly thick.
No.
Do you skate on the river?
I have skated on the river once.
Fun, isn't it?
It is fun, it's unique.
No, if the ice, you know, it used to be just clear ice, and no shell ice or anything, no snow on them. And it might have been like, perhaps, like, you know,
a few inches.
A few inches, and then you didn't go through, but if you ever went on any of the snowmobiles and things, you wouldn't hold there.
No,
but you could see it as you went over, it's just sort of wave a little bit. I don't know why we didn't get drowned sometimes. You know, kids like to see if I didn't go.
Oh, yes, I liked it. Tried a lot.
You probably did, too.
Yes, I admit that I did. Where did you used to skate to?
Hmm?
Where would you skate to? I suppose you skated like totally to the other side. And
well, you can go all around the island over there, you know. Mm-hmm. It's quite a long skate. Oh, you can skate up Gonda Point. You could skate up the river. We generally like to go around the island or go over to the island and have a picnic. There were some cottages, camps over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could light a fire and have a went up and have a picnic.
Did the girl guides go skating with the group, or was that more summer activity?
I shouldn't have given you a picture, my picture away to Kathy, and you would have seen it. I found my picture when I was a senior patroller here in Rossay. I would have been 14, perhaps. And Lady Baden-Powell was here years ago, a long time ago. So I was the senior patroller here, and I was taken in with all the officers, and we had a picture taken in the middle of the front row, next to the commissioner and Lady Baden-Powell, the other side, and all these elderly ladies. Well, not elderly, but I was the only one that was, I suppose, I was. Whatever. And I found it the other day. Now, I forget what year that was. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't an officer yet then. I was only still in the guides. I was only a patrol leader. I was a senior patrol leader, but anyway, I was the only one that was taken in from here. So I'm in the picture with Lady Baden-Powell. I gave it to my granddaughter because she did very well in guide, so I thought she'd like to have it.
Isn't that neat?
Well,
I didn't know Lady. Maybe I had heard that Lady Baden-Powell had arrived here one time.
I forget what year it was. I didn't have it on the thing. Well, I figured out, I suppose. Well, I must have been.
What about? Do you remember the year about? It doesn't have to be exact.
I don't know. What year would that be, Margie, if I was 15, 16, around that age? I graduated in Edmonton when I was 16. I don't think I wasn't a guy then, I don't think. I was born in 1906. Now figure it out.
We can put on the spot.
What year would that be?
1920.
It might have been. I graduated in 23. Might have been around 1920.
Well, that's
1920, something like that. Somewhere around that. That's close enough. But I mean, that was quite a long time ago that she was here.
I imagine so.
The hat and the clothes are a little different than they are now. For
what were the clothes like back then?
Long skirts, navy blue skirts and a blouse. Sort of a long blouse. All your badges on this arm, and all things on this arm, and stripes on here if you were any good, and all around court or something, rather somewhere else. And, the hats were big hats, big felt hats.
Tim,
and when you were an officer, it was put up like this and pinned with a guide pin here.
It's pinned towards one side.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, the big, and mine is sort of, you know, all around.
It looks like a big sombrero.
Not quite. It's quite a big felt hat. Just around hat on a thing on bed.
Was it like a tam?
Was it a tam?
Like
the state troopers.
No, tam. It had a brim as a felt hat.
State troopers in the States, that's what they look like.
Yeah, they do. You know what the state troopers look like?
Well, what happens, isn't it?
Well, we wore those for years. I don't want to change the berries. I've just forgotten how many years ago. You wear the mess that you wear now, don't you?
You wear a little blue skirt and a little blue shirt, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But last time I was in guides, it's just been a few years, but that's what you would have.
Yeah, well, you see, they got modern. They didn't have these freaky things. But we all thought we were pretty good.
I imagine you look quite smart. I imagine you were quite
I'm
good.
Sorry I gave it away so soon. You would have enjoyed it.
I probably would get a kick bang out of looking at it, but anyway. Do you remember of any tragedies that happened on the river?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a few of them.
Oh, heavens. Some of the cars went to the bottom of the river. Fortunately, they got out. No, but one person had died when I was sailing out there. He had a heart attack. I mean, things like that have happened on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And people go through the ice, but not many people got drowned going through the ice that I can remember.
No, not for that. So...
Well, they're crazy now. They take those snowmobiles out for a safe. It serves them right. There are a lot of tide rips on that river, but you don't know where they are. The ice isn't thick, you see, because the tide keeps moving.
Well,
off the points, usually, right off of the end of the points. Over there. There used to be, always had a road with the safe part right across there with spruce trees marking the road. Did that, you remember those?
No.
Oh, haven't you?
Well, you know.
No, but they didn't have, it wasn't too many years ago since they got rid of those. Well, they just got a safe... East Riverside, they have one.
Oh, I see.
They get the safe place where the ice is thickest, you see, and they mark it as spruce trees right across the river. You know, it's a real road right across on the ice.
Oh.
And they know where the bad spots are, and you see, they put the trees to mark it where it's safe.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you take a look sometime when you go down there. And
I will, maybe
feet.
It's still there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they have been. I didn't notice last winter, but they've been there for quite... not too long ago. It's up this side of Renforth. Gibbon Road. The Kinghurst, you know, through there, around the crossing there.
Hmm.
And they have all the fishing huts down at Renforth. I don't think they got many fish last year, but smelt didn't run very well last year, I guess.
No, not as well as they used to.
Do you ever fish now?
I have gone ice fishing on the river. I don't know what
Where is it? The other side of the river you got it?
Yes.
Yeah. David brought one home once. I said, take that awful-looking thing out of here. They're worse-looking things. And they never used to eat hake. It's something they never, you know, they weren't... But they're good now. They're all eating.
They used to catch quite a bit of fish when they went ice fishing, didn't they?
Oh, well, if the smelt were running, are you sure? They get... Well, they're big bags of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always get a present from somebody stuck in the back door. They're good. But they're nice and fresh. Cool, other cool water.
They used to go around selling them all.
Oh, yeah, they always sold them down the store at Renforth. And the kids would, you know, they'd take them
what
up there.
What store was this, a general store?
No, not Fritzy's. Fritzy's the other one. Cowles.
They used to sell the fish there. Didn't
well, they did a couple of years ago. If the kids take them up, they'll take, you know, they'll buy them from the kids and then sell them. Or the kids just get them down around there nice and fresh.
Well,
I don't really, who's got it down there now? What other people had bought it from Fowler? It's still very much the same store, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where they had them last year. I don't remember.
You used to travel a lot on the train when you were younger, did you not?
Didn't you? When you got to go to town, you had to go on the train. There's no other way to go.
There's no other way. What were the times of the trains? I know there was one at the 5:15.
Oh, yeah, the men went into work on one at about 8 o'clock. They left 8 in the morning. They came out in the 5:15 at night.
So were there things...
And there was one at 2 o'clock. Remember, we used to take the children in on the train because, well, it was a treat, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you could go in at 2 o'clock and come out at 5. I mean, it's the only way you get to town.
Mm-hmm.
These days, unless you're...
How much was the train fare?
Lord, I don't remember. Nothing much, I don't think.
No, wasn't very...
Well, it probably wasn't very much. I don't remember.
You did pay fare.
Well, you had to pay some... I don't know whether the kids had to pay or not. I can't remember. Did they take... When you kids went in, do you think we ever paid for you? I don't know. Well, I can't remember. That was so many years ago. I don't remember. It wouldn't be much, though. Things didn't cost very much in those days.
Yeah. There's a lot of train wrecks that happened, I guess. Not a lot, but...
Not as many as there are right now. Oh, yes, there was one up... There's one down by the culvert, down by the tennis court, down that road, down there.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
And how many cars were off there?
Oh, I don't know. I had a picture somewhere, but I don't know where it is. All along the track there by, you know where the culvert is down there? This side of the culvert. And it was grain. It was a grain car, and the whole thing went over sideways. The grain was all over the place.
Oh, dear.
Well, nobody was hurt. It was a freight.
Oh, that's good. Now, you used to take pennies and put them under the trains in the little...
No. She'll tell you.
Flatten.
Our ear down so the train comes.
Yeah. Oh, on the rails.
Yeah, we put our ear down and we get the train coming for a distance.
I
mean, we were trying to get off
from the path.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, I
wouldn't. The station agent down here was an awfully nice man when they were growing up.
Who was the person who ran the train? Was there a local person who ran the train? Was the train engineer, or were they...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who the engineers were in the train. There was a station master down here that was not a nice man, but, I mean, you know, the telegraph thing in the station, and they bought your tickets there, and they checked your trunk there, you know. No, I don't know. I imagine. They always waved to us when we were down there. You know, they always waved to everybody. I'm still looking at the train.
Yeah. Were the trains very different back then?
Oh, yeah. Well, I hadn't been on train for some time. Yeah, they did. They had straw seats in those days, I think.
Did they? And steam.
When did they get plush seats? When you were little? Well,
they had straw seats.
I didn't know.
Oh, they did it way back. They did. You or read? If I read it in books. Now they got. Oh well, I don't know that the trains were so different from those days.
They must have been steam engines.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, well, so they were steam. Yeah.
They were done. Given coal was, they were done with coal.
Shovel the coal and get her going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's a little different now, I must say, these diesels that they're carrying around.
Yeah.
But the tracks, I don't know, like the roads, are not as good as they should be, I guess.
Yeah.
There have been a lot this year of the, well, they've just gone off the tracks.
Yeah, they
There was one down here last year, down back of Jerry McMackin's. You know, the yacht club up there, and it went off right there last year, one of them, middle of the night or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody was hurt, but it was a mess on the track for a while.
Another type of transportation was the riverboat.
Oh, they were great.
Were you on those?
Haven't you? Yes. We used to go to Gage Town on the riverboat. That's where you used to get there, before they had a train. And then there was a train put up the river, eventually, when we were growing up. They put a train up and they burn all the stuff on each side of the train. I remember we went down to, father took us somewhere and they had a convertible back in previous ministries. It was nice to go good. And we used to drive around with them and they'd be burning both sides of the road. They'd be burning brush, you see, and go down the road through the middle of this.
Oh my.
Yeah, well, it was hot.
What?
No, but I mean, it just happened that we did a couple of times. We had to go to the river we were going. They were burning brush on the side of the road. And then when they cleared off for the roads were, when you went down the shore to the river, you know where the river is,
mm-hmm.
It was a dirt road with a little grass growing all up in the middle of it.
Oh,
just a country road.
Yeah.
And it went to New River, it was a day's journey. By the time you drove down to New River over, it was, the road, it was quite different then.
I guess the, riverboat died out. I guess there was...
Oh, we're getting it on the one. Why don't you go up and
I
have a trip on it?
I haven't been to the one on Fredericton. Is it in Fredericton, is it?
Yes, it goes from Fredericton. How far down does it go? Aramakto? Oh, well, it looks really most entertaining. You can have your meal on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget. Now you go, it's an hour, 1 hour trip's an hour, 1 hour trip's 2 hours, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they used to have, when we were little, they had all the little boats.
What river boat were you on?
Who, me?
The Purdy burned up at Donegal Point.
Yeah, I know, but the Purdy was on the river for years.
The Purdy?
The DJ Purdy.
DJ Purdy was one of them.
Mrs.
Purdy? No, it's just the boat. Was it?
And there was a Majestic, and then
Yeah, well, you see, there was the old Hampton. There were a lot of them. One went from St. John up to Hampton.
Yes, I have the last riverboat took to Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
As a title. What was that?
Just a riverboat.
Yeah.
But the others went up. When we went to guide camp, we used to camp over on Purdy's Point. You know the other river? Well, you see, you get your supplies up on the riverboat. You know, Purdy or one of them. And you'd order a salmon for, you know, guide camp, and you'd order some other supplies, and you'd go up in a canoe, and they'd stop out in the river, and you'd paddle out in the canoe and get your supplies. That's what we did in those days. And I'll tell you a funny story. we got a whole salmon, a really nice salmon, you know, St. John River salmon, and they brought it up on the boat. We had a lovely salmon dinner. I might. We cooked, you know, you cooked your own stuff, did you, when you were at camp, or did you, were you...
When I was at camp, well, we had...
You had cooked.
We had a stew, and we just stuck it in on the...
Every day?
Well, not every day. No.
She can't stand stew. Anyway, this salmon, it was gorgeous. And, you know, we always washed the pots in the river with the sand, but, you know, I don't know what you do now, but that's just scraping the sand, you get them pretty clean. And the next morning, we had oatmeal porridge for breakfast, and it was made in the salmon pot, and it wasn't washed out enough. And one of our little guides, she would not eat it. And Miss Purdy said, you sit there till you do it. So she sat there, tears rolling down her face. I don't know if she ever did it, I've forgotten, but she couldn't, we all ate it, but I mean, it was fishy. I can see her, you know, that was Mrs. Philip Oland.
Is that who it was? Oh, I have to mention it to her.
Well, our little babies. Are you going to see Mary Oland?
Yes, I will.
Well, tell her you heard about her eating
fishy's porridge.
Fishy's oatmeal porridge. She would have been about, how young was her youngest guy? She was one of the youngest ones. Did you start 10 years old, whatever?
Oh, yes, you started.
Well, we started earlier now, but I think we didn't start about 10 in our day, I don't think. Poor Mary, I can see her head. Oh, just rolling and weeping.
I don't think I blame her.
No, we didn't, but Miss Purdy, she was
a strict lady.
She had the best guide camp in the whole place. We always, you know, she was good.
Oh, yeah.
She was a VAD overseas, and she... We had all kinds. We always, there's Wallace Nesbitt competition for first aid in those days, and you get a little gold medal thing. We always won the medal. Our group, she just taught us so that we knew. We always say she taught us everything we knew. That interview wanted, but she did.
Yeah.
Let me better tell you that.
What type of lady was she?
She was a maiden lady, mm-hmm. And she was a very nice lady, and she was, we're scared to death of her, but she was good. She was a very nice lady, but when we got older, we were all terrified of her. We she made us mind.
We respected her.
We did, and there was discipline. You see, now the kids, it's very casual.
Mm.
There's not much discipline in this world anymore.
No.
But there sure was then. She'd tell you to do something, you do it. If you didn't make, we learned how to make hospital corners on beds. I can still remember. If you didn't have it right, you'd have to do it till you got it right. You know how to make hospital corners on the
bed?
Yes,
day, I do. My mother taught me, but I'm not too effective at it. I have a tendency not to do a good job.
I just wondered if you know all these things that we learned.
I do know hospital corners.
No, she did. She made us. I remember making beds up there. You know the house that the Johnsons are in now, Margie? Dave Johnson's house. That Mr. Purdy built that house. That's where they lived originally. When we had a nice big living room. We had our guide meetings there. See, we'd go upstairs and see, we had a bed. I think it was a double bed. Seems to me it was quite a big bed, and we had to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. She was tough lady.
Oh, she was, but we all adored her, but I mean, we were scared to death of her.
Yeah.
But she did. Well, she taught us an awful lot of stuff.
I
can't remember. I sent my badges. I've got 26 or 28 or something. And I sent them up to Kathy to see if she could remember. I couldn't remember what time they were for. My guidebook, you know the guidebook they always have. I hadn't seen one for years, and I looked at something. It's a round thing that looks like a sort of a basket. Now, what the devil that was for, I don't know. It looked like a round circle, and it looked like, what, a little we just up another, sort of like a basketball. I can't remember what nurse that was.
Maybe it was a knitting badge.
Oh, no, there was knitting there with needles.
Oh. What were some of your badges that you received? What were the common badges to receive?
Oh, we had sewing and knitting and music and, I don't know, there were a whack of them. The last ones I got, there were six with a black background. Now, what they were, was green on them. And then most of them used to be white with blue.
Oh, they were.
Round, you know.
Now they think they're brown and yellow. That was brown. I don't remember. Guides were blue, I think our guides.
Well, I think they're white. Oh, sorry, I had white and blue, the most of them. And then there's six down there at the bottom. I hadn't put pinned on. I didn't even get them sewed on. I don't remember. I gave up by that time again. And then we got a great big Red Cross one for the ceremony thing. Oh, huge. I'd forgotten. I had just put away for Lord knows how many years. But I just thought, Kathy, when I went to McGill, I was lieutenant in the company up in Westmont there, and took all your badges off and you wore them on blue thing, you know.
On a blue sash.
Like a sash.
Yeah.
So that's why I still have them, I suppose, because the uniforms have gone to glory a long time ago. However, we enjoyed it. We had a good company. It depends who your leader is.
That's what makes guiding.
Sure it does. Where'd you have it? Because where'd you take it? Chris
St. Paul's Church, I believe, is where.
Down here?
Yeah.
Who'd you have this time? Mrs. Webb?
I don't know. Miss Butts.
Who?
Miss Butts was my brownie leader. I think Miss Webb was my...
Sandy Webb, I bet. She's been having She's pretty good. She's been having it for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now head of our ACW, president of our ACW. She's nice. She's a smart girl. Good nurse.
What were some of the names around, I'll say, at the time? I know. Of course, I've talked about the Robinson. Was it Robinson or Robertson?
Robertson.
Robertson,
They live up here, you mean? But
yes.
We were talking about
the
cottage.
Oh,
yeah.
And who else? I know the Olens were here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Crosbys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Troops, I guess, was one.
That's way back.
Oh, yes, way back.
You've gone back generations now.
Yes, I have.
He built steamships or something.
Who?
Troop.
Did they?
I think so.
Shipbuilding, yeah.
That is before your time or my time.
That was way before your time?
I should think so, yeah.
What were some of the families you remember as you were growing up?
Oh, everybody in the village. Margaret, you could tell me. Well, there were the Miles and the McAvitties and the Mackays and the... All the main road down there, the Sayers. Those dogs. Mrs. Mackay lives over here, and she has two little.
Well,
I was visiting her recently.
Hmm?
I have her on tape.
Have you, Jerry Mackay?
Yeah.
Well, she can tell you some, probably.
She
was married to Mackay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Mackay family lived here before she did.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been here a good many years.
The Miles lived here, didn't they?
And that was their house. Well, they lived down on the main street. Right across from Shadow Mountain.
What were they? They were important. They were reasonably well known.
Miles ladies?
Yeah.
Well, their father was a tea taster in Estabrooks for years. And they lived in that big house right across from Shadow Mountain. You know, the big gray house there?
Mm-hmm.
And then when the family died, they built this little house up here, next door here. They lived there for 25 years, up here.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still newcomers. I lived here 50.
Yeah.
But no, I went to school with them. I mean, we all went to school together.
What about the Sayers?
The Sayers, yeah. They did the big Sayer house down there across from Netherwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Beverly
that.
And Jeff Sayer?
Jeff's mother and father.
They
were brought up in that house. I taught them all at Netherwood, not Jeff and Jack.
Did you teach at Netherwood?
I did top physical ed at Netherwood for two years after
Tell
I got.
Tell me about Netherwood.
Well, Audrey told you all. You need to know much more than I could tell you.
Audrey
boarded. I didn't board. And she did. She gave you a good... You know, she
did give me a good...
She gives a very interesting story, Audrey.
Yes, she does. But
you
have sides to it, too. You must have some comical phys ed stories that happened.
Oh, yes. I was young. I was 21. And one of the girls there was 20, and I got in trouble because I got friendly with the girls.
Oh,
I was sent to Miskanon just like when we went to school.
Oh, my. Because you were friends?
Oh, well, I was just talking to them one day, and she said, you're not supposed to mingle with your students or something. I don't see.
Because they were boarders and you were a day girl?
No, because I was a teacher, and you don't get too friendly with the children you teach.
You have to respect.
Supposed to be
a little more
sedate or something. Oh no, Miss Canaan was great. That was a good school.
Tell me more. You know about the school from a different point of view.
And so does she. We all went to
that.
Oh, go on. You had a good time at Netherwood. Don't tell me you did.
I'm sure Netherwood is known for, you know.
Well, it was a very good school, as a matter of fact. Niskanong's reputation was, we went to McGill and they said, oh, you're from Niskanong School? That's how it was. You know?
Yeah.
No question about what anything you could get in with
it. What was taught? What were some of the subjects taught?
What, Netherwood? Everything. You didn't have any, you took everything. You didn't have, you couldn't pick whether you didn't want Latin. You had to take chemistry, you had to take physics, you had to take Latin, you took French. You know, you took the whole curriculum. Nowadays, they...
Well, you still have to have your basic subjects.
Yeah. Did you take Latin?
I took a brief basis in Latin.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't retain much of it, to be honest. But in order to have an English background, Latin still used a bit.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Latin, a lot of English roots come from...
Yes.
From the Latin, do they not?
I guess so. Yes, I do. Sure.
Sure.
But anyway, we had Latin and we had French and we had physics. Do you like physics? Do you take physics?
Yes.
Take chemistry?
Yes.
I heard that. I've heard that well up here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, don't like those.
No, this is her children I'm talking about.
Oh, I hate those.
No, we had what you always said to.
She sent the children outside for 2 hours on nice days, between 2 and 4, I guess.
Where's this?
Netherwood.
Sure, I taught them basketball out there.
You taught basketball?
Well, you teach physical education. You have to teach everything.
What did you teach? What were the sports you taught? You taught tennis and golf and basketball.
And skiing and skating and everything that you have to teach. You have to take all those subjects. This was not just a phys ed course at school. It was at college, you know, and you have to take the whole course.
Oh, my.
And we had all the other things, field hockey and javelin, you know, all those things.
Really?
And you go home, go in at night, and you had to study. It's like an arts course you take with it, you know, you have to have that too. And you go sound asleep. You start at 9 in the morning and have outside work all day, you're exercising, and gymnastics, the apparatus work, and all that stuff. You get so sleepy by night, I can just see as you try and keep your eyes open because you'd have something the next day. Well, it's a good course, though. It's interesting. It's fun. Kids like it. The only thing you have to get discipline with them, or you have never get anywhere. They think, you know, they can have fun.
They can't let them have the upper hand.
Because I'd gone to school with them all down here. That was an awkward part of that.
I imagine so. Who were some of the people you did go to school with? Can you remember?
Oh, all the people you're going to meet around the village, the younger than my age group, they all went to Netherwood.
Such as? You must know a few names.
Oh, well, the Miles and my sister and my Mary Olin, but I taught Mary Olin. She's script like this. The Sayers. They were all, a lot of them, when I went back, you see, I was 21. And they were little kids then. They were junior school, kind of. So, they all knew me.
They all knew me.
And I thought that would be fresh, but they got settled.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, you can't. If you're teaching anything, you've got to get the upper hand. You can't get anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Used to ski over here in the hill. You know, the hill back up here? That's where a lot of them, we learned to ski over there when we were little. But I used to take the girls over there to ski, and then we'd walk up. Miss Canaan had a camp on the road up in Fairville where Margie lives. And every once in a while, they got a little fed up. They walked up, sure. I had to walk them. I was supposed to be the strong one. Physical ed teacher, I had to walk them anywhere, the long walk. I took the long walk. I did a short walk around the block for the ones that were ailing or not very strong or something. If you walked to Fairvale through the underpass, that little store there, they could have a chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back through the, what you call it, road to the Hampton Road and came down that way. That's a good walk from Netherwood.
It is quite a walk.
It is a walk, but I mean, I don't know why you could do it. But I mean, I always had to take the long walk because there's nothing, you know, there were no sports. Ice wasn't good or something. We'd walk.
There you go. There were a lot of houses lost in fire around the area. There were a few here and there. Can you remember any of the fires?
Oh, yes, a couple. I wasn't happy. But there was one house burned before the RCS Hill, I remember, the Donville house down there. It's just, there's some other, well, you know Donville Lane down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old Donville family lived there. That's what's named after. Their house burned, and all the boys from RCS got off the ground, put the fire, had a ball. That was a long time ago. And there was one burned on the station road.
That was Legion.
Oh, the Legion. Well, yeah, that was when your brother was in the fire, volunteer fireman, but that wasn't in the old days. He and a pal of his got up on the roof with a two-bit of axe, and they got all the records. They come home from that. He always, well, when there's a fire, they had about, Jeff Sayre taught, about, oh, I forget how many of these kids, they were 15, I suppose. And he taught them, and they knew how to fight a fire. And they come home, and you get the smell of that fire, it's close on his house. There was a dump fire back at the school all one summer, and they tried to dump the fire, and that was something. Couldn't let them in the house.
Yeah.
However, how are you doing? How many more questions you got on that thing?
I got a few. What about motoring of early days? Like in winter driving and flat tires and the bad
Well,
road.
I started when I was 14 years old driving the car. Now, that was in the early days, pretty much. Not quite. Quite far back. I learned on a Model T. Now, if you want to have some fun, you drive a Model T.
Oh, right.
You know, the pedals on the floor, three pedals.
Yeah. Must have been quite fun.
Oh, it was fun. And there were hard tires. They didn't have any, you know, rubber tires. Well, you know what they'd be like on a rough road.
They'd be hard tires.
Well, you didn't have many punctures. I drove after I didn't have to crank it. You know, you used to always have to crank to get those old cars, you know, cranked. And so you used to break your arm if you didn't know how to do it.
Mm.
Well, it did, you see. The snapback people did. But fortunately, I didn't drive in those days. But I did drive a Model T. I told them up at the antique car show, the first fire truck in Rosset was a Model T.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. 1921, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to them. They had it all fixed up. It's a museum piece now. So I was telling this fireman that was standing there that I learned on that, and I wondered, I'd like to try it. I'd love to try it.
So they let ya.
Well, anyway, yes, I drove them, and then I had a Model A. It wasn't mine, it was father's. He had a couple of cars, you see. And those days, a battery, you know. He had one that we could drive, one that he drove.
Yeah.
And we had a Model A, and the Model A was quite superior then.
Oh, it was.
It was a car. It wasn't automatic.
Standard.
But it was a little more comfortable than the Model T. Then I drove an old Dodge, and the roof used to leak right down your lap, just like driving a truck. It had a sort of a leatherette roof.
Mm-hmm.
It wore right across the front, see?
Oh,
and it had a rainstorm that would come right down on top.
Oh,
we had a lot of fun with that old car, though.
Did Model T's have to be, before they started, was there anything you had to do to them? Like?
You retired the spark. There's a spark, there were two things sticking, the spark and the gas thing. So. You had to retire the spark. In other words, it's like giving out like a choke. You know, you've had the spark, and then when it got going, you pull the thing down. And it was just a little different.
I imagine it was.
It was quite different, but it was simple.
Yeah.
They always said you could fix them with a hairpin. I think you could, probably.
I imagine you probably could.
I couldn't do it, but I mean, they always joked about it. You could, if it fell apart, you could fix them with a hairpin.
What about the Kennedy Hotel in Arthur Kennedy? I'm sure, I know we talked about in previous.
Arthur Kennedy was the village institution. Nobody could have got through this life without Arthur in those days. He drove all the old ladies everywhere that they wanted to go. And he did everything. If anything went wrong, you called Arthur Kennedy, didn't you? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
His daughter and Margie the same age, one of his daughters. Anyway, Arthur had the garage down back of where the filling station is there, down the field, sort of down there. And he stabled horses down there, and he had the garage down there. Father kept his horse there, and you went down when you were, when you can drive, when you could drive a car. If your father said you could drive a car, you'd go down and just say, I can drive, Arthur, come give me a license. That's all you had to do.
And he gave you one?
Yeah. That's the way we got our license. I never test for driving a car in my life.
No. The hotel.
Kennedy House?
I know that Kennedy House had three stores.
Did you find out how many bedrooms there were?
No, I didn't.
Well, I can't remember. Can you?
No.
Well, they had rocking chairs on the veranda, and all the old ladies would sit out there. And you see, everything went by the Kennedy House.
they could talk about it as soon as we went.
Well, they did. They kept track of everybody in the village.
Isn't that wonderful?
They had
the switchboard for the telephone.
Yeah, they told you, didn't they? Have the switchboard?
Yes.
Did you get that railroad talk the other day?
Yes, some you can hear that.
A lot. We said about Marty Pierce. She called him on where Dr. Peters was.
And knows where everybody was.
And where, what time it was, and where the fire was, and, you know, anything that went on.
Yeah.
And Marty always knew. Well, there were three of them down there, but Marty was sort of the head one. She was a smart girl. She knew everything in the village.
She kept track of everything.
This was a very small village in the olden days.
How small? How many?
There were 400 in the winter, and summer people came out. You see, well, there weren't many people out here at all. It's summer cottages. Mm-hmm. But the winter residents, there were 400 about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the practice was all across the river and up and down Hampton, but just right here in the village, they were just in the winter 400. For a while, it progressed after a bit, but...
Okay.
Well, you see, there were no sidewalks and no streetlights and dirt roads. There was no pavement anywhere.
Yeah.
And a cow pasture there and a cow pasture there.
Now, the Roberts and Gaby, their cow pasture to the... Well, say...
The common, yeah. The DDs. They land for the common.
Now, why were the DDs?
Well, they were the DD Robertsons.
Oh, that's what their...
Their family was DD Robertson, but they weren't alive when we were... the parents were dead when we were little, but there were five daughters.
Okay.
And they lived in that big house up the hill there.
What were the daughters like?
Ladies.
Very
dignified, stiffish ladies. And great fun. I mean, we knew them quite well, but they were definitely different from anything you find now.
Yeah?
They'd say now, who are they? Where did they come from? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear them yet. Who do they belong to?
Who are those people?
Yes, who are those people? That was it. But you see, there were a few living out here like that. And then they get the reputation of being such a bunch of snobs, but it wasn't that. It was just they were... They were like people from England, more or less, in a way. They always had afternoon tea with their hats on, and they always had coffee in it. Morning room for coffee, and they had their afternoon tea in the living room, and your mother was a nice old lady, Mama. And Mama would be dressed in a black taffeta dress and jet beads around her neck and jet bracelets on, and she'd sit in the wing chair, and everybody waited on Mama. Just like a book. Yes, it was. And we were taken there when we were many years old on to have tea with them, because they were great friends of the family. And it was good for you to get used to that atmosphere. And you had to behave, because Mama was sitting there. She was a nice-looking old lady, too, just like you see in a... just like you read about in a book.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
North and South, or the English, all the English stuff.
Well, I think they were... Well, I don't know what their ancestors were. I think they probably were English, but like the books you read about England, where they have, you know...
Oh, yes,
and they always wore a great big hat, like they wear at a garden party, you know. And they always put their hats on 4:30 when they sat down and had a cup of tea. And they had a servant, Kate, she was quite elderly, and Kate waited on everybody. Well, you see, the house was just run that way. Great big house, and they had to help, and somebody to do the grounds, and it was just a little different than some of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff Kirsted owned the blacksmith shop, did he not?
Oh, that Kirsted, the blacksmith shop, yeah, it was right across from Netherwood.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to love it. It's a pity. That should have been kept, you know. That was historic. It should have... Audrey and I were talking about that the other day. Audrey Starr. It's a shame they tore that down, because it could have been a historic place with all the stuff.
Okay, well, we'll take a break then,
sweet.
Yes, this is Maud Banks and Kay Shore. And we're talking a little bit, and we're starting on the second side, and we're talking a little bit about Jeff Kirsted's blacksmith shop. Now, you said it was quite entertaining to watch some shoe the horses.
Well, have you ever seen a blacksmith shop?
No, I've never
been. You haven't been up at King's Landing?
No, I've never been to King's Landing. I think I should.
They have one up there. There's a great big bellows below it, you know, like the bellows you used to make the fire, a great big thing. You get the red hot, and then you put the shoe, you have a thing they hold the shoe with. And they put it in and get it red hot, and then they can, you know, how they put the things in the back of the horseshoe. They
mm-hmm.
take a hammer, and they hammer and hammer, and all the sparks fly everywhere. And then they pier the horse's foot around the body and get it some sort of, you know, the hoof part. It's sort of, Well, I don't, beside a bone, it's not bone. I don't know what you call it. Tell me, the horse's foot.
The toenail, like.
Yeah, well, I get that even. They usually took a little bit, knife and sort of get it even around the bottom. And then they put the thing against it when it's hot. Then they do it, the horse doesn't feel it.
No.
And then they pound, they put nails in and pound them in to pull the thing on. And it comes through that, it's almost like, sort of like, like corn, I suppose, or something.
Yeah.
And then when they stick it, it goes through, and then they take that bit off and smooth the thing on afterwards. But it's fun to watch them do it. The horses are pretty good about it, usually. Sometimes they get a little strippers, but they're sort of, they're tied. I mean, well, they get them, put the powder on them, you know. But it's a shame that's gone out, because it's they don't have that for something like that for Loyalist Day. If they were smart, that would be quite interesting. Loyalist must have had horses.
Mm-hmm. But was that all that they did at the blacksmith shop, was the horse shoeing?
Shoe the horses, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they did. There was a blacksmith shop in Hampton. Now, those two lamps there, they were made in Hampton, the blacksmith shop in Hampton, years ago when I got married. That was 1930.
So they made things there.
They made them up in Hampton, yeah, like that. I don't know where old Kirsten ever made them down here. I don't remember. But I had those made in Hampton, and they were when we got married. Those were what we thought were something.
And they were
all pretty. And they're really antique. I mean, I suppose that, well, the now, you know, when they do the railings, wrought iron railings, it'll be the same idea.
Yeah, I suppose.
But those were just that's where they were made. When you make the wrought iron railings, it's not a blacksmith.
I see.
You know they.
So Jack Kearson basically just did that.
Well, I think he just showed the horse, as far as I remember. It was a long time ago, but I mean, we lived right across the street down there when we first came here. We lived in Fairweather House right beside the end of it for 5 years, and see, he was right across the street. That's when we were young, when I was 8.
Yeah.
It's fun when you're able to watch things like that.
I imagine it looked pretty
interesting. Yeah, well, it's interesting, something. Of course, they had a blacksmith shop in Annapolis. We came from Annapolis, and they had one up the road from where we were down there, too.
Now, your sister told me to ask you about activities at the Grove and when General A.J. McLean was lieutenant governor.
Well, what's the matter with her?
Well, she said you'd have a better account of those things. Now, where was the Grove, and what were the activities you're referring to?
Well, the Grove was that big stone house, you know where the Mickey Church is, the Roman Catholic Church down here?
Oh, yes.
Our Lady?
Our Lady of Protection.
Well, the Grove was across the road up there. That was old Dee Dee Robertson's family home at one time. This was the cottage where that place they lived up there, that big house was the cottage in those days. Anyway, well, where what you call it lives, you know. Well, that was the, where Mrs. Stetson lived, that was the Grove. That was always the Grove, you know that.
So it was right across from Our Lady of Perpetual Health?
Yeah. Big stone house up in there.
Way back.
It looks like it.
Is it also beside the railroad track? That one?
Yeah, it's right between the railway track and the.
Now, what was the activities and festivities that went on there?
What was Mr. McLean anyway? What was his job? It was something.
He was lieutenant governor.
No, Pugsley was the. Mr. Pugsley down here, wasn't he? He was the lieutenant governor of the Prince of Wales was here, I think. We heard the Prince of Wales the other day. Did you get any of that?
I got some of it. I'll probably be asking you about it again. Will this
wait? Well, I don't know. I tell you, Mrs. Stetson, she's gone away. Mrs. McFarlane, she lived in the Grove when she was younger. She's just gone over to Halifax. She could tell you more about the Grove than I can. You went there with. She always had a party for. When was we, that thing she had every year? Mrs. Old Mrs. Stetson. Yeah, I know, but what was it she had it for? It wasn't Loyalist Day, it was, what was it?
An occasion?
Yes, it was an occasion. She used to have people. I can't remember what it was for now. Hey, you see, my mind's going too.
Oh, no.
But I should remember what that was for. You and Harry were asked for some of that, for something. This was every year. I wish you did. Yes, I don't know. There was quite a collection.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Something
it was
like a Christmas ball?
No. The teens always went. What day? It wasn't Loyalist Day, was it?
I don't think so.
No, it was before that.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year. Anyway,
all tea parties and dances and things.
Well, I guess they did have dances up there. I don't know what, just what, they say that they weren't living, when we came here, I think the Stetsons were living there. Maybe else. Well, the lieutenant governor was down there in that house for the station. You know, that old house, big house there right across from the station. That's where they had the party for the Prince of Wales.
Now tell me a little more about the Prince of Wales then. Now, some lady got to dance with him. Who wasn't expected to or something.
Oh, I just told you my husband and his pals how they bounced into the Prince, they bumped into the Prince of Wales. That was the thing to do that day.
Bumped into him.
Well, they were dancing. They had to dance, you see. And the thing was, you know, they used to dance in the olden days. Not they do it that way now. Yeah. Anyway, when they just sort of steered him. And they were so pissed themselves afterwards. I can remember them talking about it. Well, they had a lovely party for them down there. They had a pavilion outside, so, you know. And we were just little. What were we then? Standing on the side of the road waving flags at him. He's a good looking. He was only 19.
What kind of handsome?
Very good looking boy.
A boy that was probably after him.
He's the one that married, married, what's her name, Simpson. The divorced lady. Remember? You know all that history. Under David.
New Brunswick Dragoons driving through Rosset en route from St. Ian to Camp Suffolk in 1929. Do you recall anything of that? Now, I've had nobody be able to tell me yet so far, so I'll be impressed if you can.
1930.
Or about then they...
I was married in 1930. I probably wasn't here. I got married in 1930. Where was that? Well, what was the date, do you know?
It was about 1939.
No, but I mean, what time of the year?
I don't know, probably summer, I'd imagine.
Well, it would be, but I was married that summer. Now, I just wondered if I don't remember it, that's what.
Nobody seems to. Anyway, I'll catch
that. Who gave you that bit?
Mr. Tim Ellis.
Oh, Tim. Well, he could tell you more than anybody else, the whole thing.
Well, we'll get him, don't you worry. I'm going to track him down. Recollections of RCS in Otherwood. What about the RCS boys? Were they? I heard they were always after the women in Netherwood.
Sure, they came up over the dump down there.
They did. They were sure. Askers, weren't they?
Climbed up the ladder to the my son among them.
Oh dear.
No, but it were more my father. He went to RCS too, and first boarded RCS when he was 8 years old. My father.
Your father?
Yes, he had five sisters, and they had a governess in those days, and he threw a hammer at her because I think he had too many women around. And he was sent to RCS when he was 8 years old. Now, there's a story for you.
That's quite the story. And he was the first boarder.
He was the first boarder. And the school was right down here to start with in the olden days.
Where? RCS was?
Yeah, it was down the start of that little house McMackin's next door where the first had this, they just started the school.
On the corner by the post office.
No, right here in the house right there.
Here. Oh.
Across the road there.
There's pockets standing when the next one down sort of off the road.
White house with shutters. Right?
What's the road called there?
Well, they're on Grove Avenue.
Corner of Grove Avenue and...
Well, it's a house just the next house. I can go down around the corner.
Now, it's
a big white house. But that, before the McMackins had that house, what was the old man's name? The old fellow started the school. And then they moved up there on the hill. And that, I suppose, was taken over by the Anglican Church. It ran for years and years and years.
Now, which school was this? I'm confused.
RCS up on the hill. Well, Netherwood and RCS. Netherwood was down here, wasn't it? Both RCS and Oakley. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been combined for more than how much? 2 or 3 years? I mean, how long have they had that? 4 years, perhaps? See, they used to be separate.
Yes. But which was the school that started down here? That was the...
RCS.
RCS did. Mm. Oh, isn't that neat? I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Well, you might not. It was a long time ago. Anyway, RCS, the buildings had been added up there. Well, there weren't all those buildings up there then. But they had outside plumbing then, if you want to know another interesting subject. They had 8 holes out there, and the new boys had to sit on them, warm them for the old. That's true. Do you want to mess with my stories?
No, that is very important. That is very important. Something.
Well, you see, the new boys are always, you know, like anywhere. They always get broken in when they go to school.
That's right.
And, I forget who your father had to, whose he had to warn for him. I think it might have been Penny Stars. I don't know. But they all had, I don't know when he was there. They got beyond it then. But way back when your grandfather went up, they had I need to hold her over to the back there.
No, not never would I.
I don't think Nether would ever hit outside plumbing. I never heard that it did.
No, it was always inside from the internationality.
I think so.
So that's unique.
The ladies, we have one over at the cottage on Clifton. We have outside plumbing over there. Such a problem. No, but I mean, there are very few summer cottages. It's a camp.
We used to.
Well, but you know, they look at you. And they broke into that camp a while ago. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And they got the cops from Hampton, you see. And he wondered if he could use the washroom. Well, there's a room there with a curtain across the, which is the China, all the China stuff. So he pulled back the curtain. I said, that's not the washroom, it's outside. Oh, well, he said. He would wait till he got up the top of the hill and go to Mrs. somewhere over here to the bathroom. I just worried. Kid 21 years old? Good looking boy he was, but I just scandalized him.
So outdoor plumbing was quite the...
Well, when you're in the old days, yes, that's the way back.
Oh, yes, but that's something nobody's told me so far.
Oh, but they didn't. You probably didn't know.
No, I didn't.
No, I think probably his father was at school a good many years ago.
How did Rossay suffer through the Depression years?
I wasn't here.
You were
I was
here
in Montreal, and it was pretty awful up there. Yeah. Oh, now, they didn't do too badly here. I mean, a lot of people, there were a lot of farms around here, you know, a lot of people... Well, they grew things on their farms. And RCS, they... Mr. Bonnycastle, Dr. Bonnycastle was in the Navy, so he left, and Mrs. Jackson's husband took over during the war up there. He was assistant headmaster. And they managed. They seemed to. I wasn't here. We came down. Well, in 1939, we came back down here. See, that was after the... We got married just in the Depression, and we got up there, and... We had salary cuts, so we were getting $60 a month, and we paid that for an apartment. And I had a boarder. See, that's how you live when you have to.
Yeah,
you can do a lot when you're young.
Were there a lot of war stories in Rossay? Unique stories?
Well, they all belonged to, they all went to the Navy, a lot of the Navy and Army and Air Force. Most of the boys went. I wasn't here, so you better get... Well, Jerry Mackay could probably tell you. She was I think she drove the big shots. I think she chauffeured for some of the important people. You know, you can ask her. But no, she was in the wax. Barb Miles was too. Instead of they all were. I think instead of was in the Navy, seems to me. The girls went, the boys went, the Broxall went, the McAdams went, and the Mackays, all that age group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, well, you look at the cenotaph down there, there were a lot of Russ and Fairville boys were killed around this area. There was a cenotaph down there with all names on, you know.
Yeah.
However, well, some didn't come back, but a good many of them came back.
Must have disrupted some family.
Oh, it did. And there were quite a few. There are quite a few names. I don't know whether you know many people around, but you... Well, a lot of them went to the First World War from here. Oh, well, this is second. Yeah, these kids are all went to the Second World War. Where are you, back in the first or second?
Well, both.
Yes,
both.
Yeah, it's in between. Yeah.
But, you know, either war is still...
Well, I still... There are a couple of my pals that were in the First World War. I was around here, but they're getting off and they're ancient.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're 89 years old. However, there are still a few around. But this is Second World War. All the kids went in the Second World War. The young fellows. Teenagers, not well, around 20, I suppose, most of them were. An awful lot of them were 19, 20.
Mm-hmm. Did you farm at Fershey?
What?
Were you involved in farming at Fershey?
Heavens.
Where was the place that you said you lived for a few years? Was it, it started with, I'm sure it's you said it once to me. Was what? It Fairweather's? Where was it that you lived for a while?
Oh, Fairweather's. Fairweather House. That house right by Netherwood.
You lived at Fairweather's. Now, where was that?
Well, there's a house in Netherwood. You know Maiden Lane. You know that lane mm-hmm. down there? That's Maiden Lane
mm-hmm.
by Shadow Lawn. The house right across from Shadow Lawn is Judge Fairweather's old house, and we lived there for 5 years.
Okay.
When we first came to Rossay. And then school bought it, but it's always been called Fairweather House. The school bought it for a while and put girls there for several years when they were prosperous. And then they sold it.
Mm-hmm.
because they couldn't afford to keep it going anymore. It's a lovely place for the girls. They love their time there. It's a lovely house.
What were some of the stories happening around there? I'm sure there must have been lots of.
Around
they must have a lot of stories. Is that where the Owens live right now? Would that be where Mary Owens?
No.
I got the wrong house, haven't I?
Well, the Owens don't live there. Oh, you mean the Owens up the lane there? There's an Owens, yeah. That Owens.
Bob
Owens.
Hmm.
That's the old Brock house.
Oh, I'm confused. Well, this Fairweather's place, what you lived there for a few years, what were some of the characteristics? Was it a Joe Henderson built house?
Oh, yeah, he built all the good houses in the village.
Well, he did. Yeah. Yes, I've heard that before. That
everybody will tell you that. And he trained a couple of others with him, worked with him. A couple of Dobbins worked with him, and they worked with the Edward Carpenters. Any of the houses built for those people.
Solid
houses, solid.
And I guess they aren't what you call very, very fancy, but plain and sturdy.
They were well built houses.
Good quality.
And the carpenter built this house on spec. We got it, wasn't finished. But it's as solid as a rock. It was built in about 21 or 22, I think. You go into some of these houses they put up now. My neighbor says they're plastic. That's a plastic subdivision up there. So he's an architect, my neighbor down here.
Mm-hmm.
Not a decent piece of wood in it, you see. Don't repeat that.
Well, we won't give it
cut that out. No, but you know, they're so big, and they go up so quickly. They build them in 3 months. Pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Indians at Sandy Beach, please. I know you know a lot about it. Dominic, Nellie.
Oh, Francis. I don't know much about the Indians. They lived down there. I did say I think they lived together. I don't think they were ever married.
They were.
I don't know. I never thought they were.
Common law.
Sure. They were, yes. But they came around and sold baskets, and they made, you know, the things of the Indians, and they made a bit of furniture and chairs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they peddled them around the village.
Now, where did
they were there for a long time, and there were other Indians over across from the wharf there in Henderson's Point. It used to be. Now it's
Sagamore
Point. All the Indian names are over there.
Now, they peddled their goods. They made their baskets and furniture.
They used to come to the door, you know. They made lovely baskets. There was another Indian development up at Fairville, along the railway track, the other side of the railway track up there.
Now, did you think that they were Micmac or did
I don't know what they were. I think probably they might have been, but they call it, the road up there they call Maliseet, up there on Sagamore Point, they call that
Maliseet
Drive. But I think they were Micmacs. I really think, Father used to look after them when they were sick. He'd walk up the railway track at Fairville, you see, and go down over the back there when they were sick. And there was quite an Indian settlement there for a while, quite a few. But I think they were probably all Micmacs. I really don't know. I'm no authority on the Indians around here.
No.
But there were Indians.
I have something here. But there was some kind of stories going on about camps and cabins, Fairweather's Woods in Long Island.
That's when we used to go across the ice. That's what you skate over there.
I see.
And the Fairweathers had a camp, and three or four people had a camp. Turnbull's had a camp over there. You going to Mrs. Turnbull?
Yes.
Is she on your list?
I have her on. Izzy Turnbull?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She'll give you an earful. She can tell you anything, yeah. A lot of things. She's lived here she married Mr. Turnbull and came down from Montreal, but she's lived here for a good many years. And she knows pretty much about grass, so she's got a lovely house.
Does she?
Mm.
Oh,
beautiful house.
I hope that she's
Oh, you can. She'll tell you. She'll talk your head off.
We'll see.
Sure.
Great. She'll have a lot of information. I hope to see her. A lot of people are busy during summer days, but you know. Now.
And she's generally puttering around most of the time.
The Rosedale area.
Up here, Fairville.
It was what Fairville was. There was a theater and an auction we were talking about. And.
Oh, they started. I didn't realize the first part they were talking about live theater there. And it didn't go over because it was too shocking for the village.
Yeah. I imagine you know it could be.
Then they had movies. You used to go to the movies every Saturday afternoon.
25 cents.
Westerns
every Saturday.
There you go.
And the kids loved it.
That's where the Kennedy Kids' Sporting Goods were.
Yeah, that's the place.
Isn't that neat? There were some tragedies up around that area, and that's why they closed it down, I guess.
It's closed for a while, yeah. And now they've got the store in it. Well, I don't know. What happened?
I heard a young girl was attacked.
Oh, yes, probably.
There were
some kids who were attacked for that. I didn't know that was why they closed it down.
Well, maybe that wasn't, but, you know.
Well, there was somebody around here just pestering small children a while ago, because When I, when
yeah, but I mean, yeah,
but that wasn't, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe it just didn't prosper.
Well, they couldn't, the live theater wasn't successful.
Yes.
But the movies were.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, they had fun. The kids all went Saturday afternoons, you know. And that was the thing to do in the weekends, sorry. I don't know whether you went in fine weather or not. You used to go quite often, though.
Yeah. What were some of the scandals of Rossi?
Oh, Lord, I didn't dare tell you.
Oh, yes, you can share me a couple. There must be some that weren't too bad.
Just like, when you read a book, you can imagine what they were.
Well, you just tell me a couple. Not the ones that will hurt anybody, but or maybe...
Well, I wouldn't dare tell you any names.
Well, why don't you tell me some scandals without the names? Can you do that?
I don't know. I can't think of which scandal. Oh, I don't know. In a small village, everybody knows everybody's business anyway.
Oh, I see. That's anything that happened through, like, the local newspapers that were, you know, quite murders, or I don't know.
I don't know whether there ever had any murders over here.
No? What about, I know there was a big flu your father had to deal with.
Oh, well, that wasn't a scandal.
No, I know.
Oh, that was a, yeah, that flu during the war, you mean?
Yes.
Well, he was very good at pneumonia. That was a very bad flu. An awful lot of people had it. I don't know how many died of it. I don't remember. But he was just happened to be good. He was, well, he was a general. He was just an old-fashioned family doctor is what he was. And he did everything because he did.
What were the things that he typically would have to do? He'd have to typically deliver a lot of babies, take care of measles.
Did he have one on the ice or not? I don't think so.
He never had a baby on the ice.
Well, there was one. I don't know.
Twins in the back house.
Yeah, you had twins in the back house.
Where was that?
Up here up the road. No, she had twins. Well, you know, it was the outhouse. And they had to take the house. I understood lately. I just heard this part lately. They had to take the house down so they could get the boat.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, there were big, healthy boys, two of them. Big, healthy men. They're still living. But it must have been nice to get them out.
They fell down the hole, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a purgatory.
Now, that's a good story.
Now, that is a good story.
But I don't know how many people know that.
Your stomach and didn't realize that it would happen.
She just went out and they came quick.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, he had a lot of experiences like that. But, I mean, that's normal with a country doctor. But that one was a little different, I think.
I imagine it would be quite a shock.
She got a kick out of that.
Yeah, that would be comical now, wouldn't it?
Not for her, perhaps. I don't know. She must have been quite easily at that rate.
Yes, she was.
How she got rid of them, I don't quite know.
She had a good labor, if nothing else. Fast labor.
Dear. I just wondered. Somebody told me the other day they had to take that place down.
Yeah,
I never thought of it before. But you couldn't.
Reach down
the
hole.
No, you couldn't possibly. Anyway, that was just one of his stories. He had lots of them.
Tell me some more that you remember.
Oh, I don't know. He just always had stories, and they grew. Well, I mean, they were true, but they were some of them were. Kind of. Well, I just said the other day about him going on the ice and the river went out when he was over. That's what they were telling you. Did you get that out of it?
Yeah, I got that. So he had to come back on the ferry.
Well, now, what did they have, a ferry? The ferry... There was a bridge way up the way in the olden days. I don't know either. The ferry did... Well, I don't know. If the ice went out overnight, where the ferry wouldn't be running anyway. I don't know. I never did hear that. But I know he went over and he got stuck over there because the ice went out.
What were some other stories he told? There must be plenty.
Oh, there are plenty. They're on the ferry and the cable broke and he landed away up in Minas Cove there somewhere.
Oh, no.
Well, it just went up the river. You know, that cable. Well, it does break sometimes. I mean, it's been known to.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway. No, there was a bridge originally. At Perry Point. It's quite shallow there. And there was a bridge. And it went out with the ice or something. And no, they don't want a bridge. The people over there don't want a bridge. I'd be ruining it. Well, I think it would. I mean, the peninsula is different. It's lovely over there.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful. You can get away from them. Sometimes it's peaceful. The other night they had my granddaughter was over at the cottage over there, and they had a camp across the river, and they had a party, at least around the beach, across the river. Party went on all night, and they'd get a bit of sleep. Oh, but we had, when we used to go over there, you would sit on the beach, it's very still at night, you can hear them talking, you can hear them yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear a ghetto blaster from here to St. John.
Oh, yes. Okay, now we went over, I tried to get some scandals. I guess I didn't succeed very well in that. But what about unique things that happened in Rossi that you can remember?
Ask Jim Ellis. He knows more than I don't know. He knows something. He knows, he must know a lot.
I imagine he does. I probably have quite a few takes on somebody. any things that you want to add, like unique things or significant happenings? Now, the railway obviously is a very big significant happening for us. What else would be something that happened?
I don't know.
You don't?
Well, I can't think. What kind of a thing do you mean?
Something that would change Rasa. Something that maybe...
Rasa will never change. It's just what it always will be, and you're not going to let them put in anything that some people they'd like to put in, commercial. Rasa will always, I think, it's a bit unique that way, because David said Rasa and St. Andrews are very much alike, because they don't have a lot of... I dare say it might, but we don't want a commercial area in Rasa to ruin it.
No, and we don't have a very commercial area yet. I don't think it ever will be. I think you're right.
I don't think so, because it's big enough now. You don't want to do any more to it. And you certainly don't want... Well, the strip's up there, and they can keep it. Anything you want, you can drive up the road and get it.
We haven't very long ago. Now, there must be some church stories that went around. Or who helped out a lot in the churches in the other days?
What do you mean, church? What about the...
I believe you were St. Paul's, correct?
Yes, well, everybody does things in St. Paul. I mean, you mean the work that you work around the church, you mean?
Yeah, like who were people who did a lot of work in the church?
Well, we all did. We all worked at the Red Cross during the war, too.
Yeah.
No, we have church societies, or whatever you want to call them. And
what were some of the church sorority things?
Well, they have what they call an ACW. You work to earn money to give people that need it. A clergyman, for instance, a poor clergyman that they have to have something done to the rectory, you see, and you raise money to give things like that. And it's a church guild here that worked for the community around about. There's an awful lot of poverty around us, so you wouldn't believe it, but there is.
No,
it's terrible. Well, not like the food basket. A lot of stuff they give to people every week. It's open every week. And they run out of food. They always want money for the food basket. You wouldn't think there'd be so much for us right around us. There's not a lot of it. Just a road here. And everybody works for those things, and they work for cleaning the church and decorating the church and that sort of stuff. We all do it. We all have done it. It's just a thing that's done in most cases.
What kind of occupations were practiced when you were smaller? Like, I know your father was a doctor, and there were a lot of shipbuilding and lumbering, I guess.
Well, they built ships across the Clifton, right across the river here, years ago. And we have a cottage just right across from... Well, probably Ross and Ross, more or less up a little bit. So there's an old wharf over there. It's gone now. They used to build ships there.
Yeah.
Built a lot of ships in St. John years ago. And St. Martin's is another place they built a lot of ships. But it was a long time ago since they built them over Clifton there. But you can see the remains of the war, kind of, bits and rocks and bits and pieces of it.
What other types of working occupations were? The doctor, the fireman. The general store owners.
Oh, they had two stores. They had two stores at the corner.
Oh, they did?
They did. Mr. Diggle was over there, and Robertson's store was here. And you go to one store, half of things, and one store to get the other half of your things. And the store on Robertson's store, the post office was in the corner of the store, window there, and showed the mail in. That was there for quite a long time. You remember that one.
Yeah.
And you got sent candy, 4%. 5 cents pocket money on Saturday we used to get.
Now, where were the two stores? Diggle stores?
Diggle store was across where there's a Mr. Murdoch. He has his office over there now on the left-hand side going up the Gunpoint Road. Mm-hmm. And where
the
they
other
have
store
the...
Is not there
hmm?
The other store is not there anymore.
Well, now it's a hairdresser, but that's where the old store used to be, Robertson's store.
Now, what stores would carry what?
Everything they carry. Well, not clothing, but I mean, the groceries, both of them had groceries, and they had a whole lot of things, stuff they could do in the country store.
Mm.
They didn't have clothing, but they had, I don't know, Mr. Diggle used to have all sorts of stuff, and he had one of those things that you pinch and go ahead and pull things down the roof. You're too young, do you remember those? You don't?
I don't think I do.
Well, it's a long handle, and there's things like that, and they're put together. And when things are wrapping the roof and you can't reach them, you reach up with this thing.
Kind of like a tongs.
Yeah, like tongs. And Mr. Diggle always had One pocket he had $100 bills, and the other pocket he had something smaller. He always carried money in back pockets of both of his pants. And when you got an order, you go to the counter and you pull out a long piece of brown paper. Off a roll, you know, the old rolls of brown paper. Mm-hmm. You write your list, all your items down on that piece of brown paper, and you tally it all up. And that's the way you'd buy your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to pick up your own groceries in those days. You were waiting for them.
Isn't that good?
And the same with the other store, but they didn't have they didn't use the brown paper to write the list on. No, it was a really old country store.
And you could charge,
exactly. And my son would go back, take them over from school, and he was going down to school down here. And I went down one day to Robertson's store, and I said, what's this on my bill? Oh, David brought the kids over and traded them all and charged them to me. You can do that again, I can tell you. That was great if he could have got away with it. Well, I think he wasn't the only one to pull that stunt, but you see, when you could charge, they knew, of course, who he was, too. But
yeah.
However, he did that day. I thought this funny bill coming in. You always had a bill at the end of the month, and you didn't pay cash like you do now.
No.
It's much better to pay cash, I might add.
Do you think?
Well, the bill doesn't grow so much.
No.
It should grow quite well if you can. It's like having a credit card. If you can get everything you want, you just go ahead and don't know what you're going to get in the end.
You get crazy. Hogwash. Was there any prohibition in Lawson?
Oh, there were bootleggers.
Who were they?
Oh, I forget their name. They were always bootleggers, for Lord's sake.
You don't remember any of their names?
Oh, I forget them now.
Where were they located?
Up the road here there was one. The Hampton Road, somewhere or other. But there was still one up there not long ago, but I don't know what his name was. No, they certainly got hold of the liquor somewhere. Bootleggers supplied them well. You paid for it, but we're lost some around town.
Who were some of the people that ran for mayor? And what were some election stories that went on?
Well, Mr. Sayre was mayor. John Sayre, Fred Crosby was the mayor. George Crosby was the mayor. John Sayre, did I say John Sayre?
Yeah.
Now, who else, Margie? Who else was the mayor around here? Aaron McMacken was... Well, he and Fred Crosby were both the same age.
Who else fell back?
Hmm?
Who else? Was your father ever mayor?
No, he had no time to be a mayor of anything.
I imagine he probably didn't.
No, I don't know. He wouldn't want that job. No, these were, they were fairly wealthy people that were mayors, mostly.
Now, we were talking about elections. And
of what?
What about stories, or what happened, or what went on?
At an election, you mean a provincial or a...
Local one. What were the pros? What was the process?
The process was, well, in the olden days, you mean the olden days?
Yes, in the olden days.
They had
them
down to public school, and they gave them a bottle of rum, and then they had them in and fed them a good meal, and then they went and picked them up in their car, and they brought them down, and they bribed them. Well, they always still do, you know. That's not, but this is what they used to do down here.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoyed it, what a drink. No, they gave them, they gave them a bottle of rum. And they usually fed them, too, down there in the olden days.
What kind of election promises were made?
I don't know. You vote for me and I'll take you a bottle of rum, I suppose.
That's as far
That's
as
the way it did. Well,
what
they do the same thing.
Now
they give you so much money. It's just always been like that.
Yeah. What about road improvements or things like that? Were they promises made or new fire engines or I can't.
Well, I don't know. I suppose they always promised something to get in.
Sure. What were some of the important expansions the mayor brought about by promising? Anything?
I never. She worked for an election. Marty's where I never worked for an election.
Yeah, but the old days.
No, I know. But you had some of the things that happened up there when you were working. I never worked for an election. What were you? Policeman, the last one.
Didn't like it when they couldn't vote early.
No, they don't like anything. They're all worked up over elections. There's a lot of things they don't like. No, I never worked in an election. You get fairly well paid if you work, but if you didn't know that sometimes you're wrong.
Yes, I heard that I was working at the time, but I heard they made quite good money.
I do. Then you can buy yourself a nice skirt or something or other. What did you buy with that last little bit? No, you do. You can. You do get it, for the amount you do. It's not bad.
Mm. So you can't recall very much.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't really particularly interested in politics in those days, way back then. But
we're mostly conservative in Ross.
This place has been conservative for years and years and years and years. This area, always. I don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, you don't know.
It ain't improving any. Right
well,
now.
Rossi's not changing that much.
No, they're very conservative, exactly.
It's only growing.
The thing was, we've always, all this Kings County around here has always been conservative, all across the river, all around most places. And I don't know that the others can stir up very much. I don't think it's a damn bit better. They could, talking about the conservatives not being much good, but I can't say it's improved very much. I don't know. I'm no politician.
Mm. Well, is there anything you'd like to add? We'll pretty much wrap it up, but any stories you feel are being left out or anything that's important to add
about
that?
Get Jim Ellis to fill in the cracks. She'll fill you in. Well, ask Izzy Turner. She'll give you a darn good talk.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're
that
welcome.
Was Marg Banks and Kay Short.